I cannot recall the circumstances that inspired my college best friend, Rishana, to dispense wisdom to me, but it was during that time that Nike's Just Do It campaign was beginning to blanket our culture. That would be the late 1980s. Art had a 1990s reference in his sermon at 9. But anyways, so Just Do It, right? Blanketing our culture. No excuses, no limits was what it seemed to say. Just do it. Well, in whatever way I was embodying the slogan in my life and feeling frustrated and burned out as a result, my best friend said to me, I keep trying to tell you you're human and you just don't believe me. It amused me and resonated with me. She put her finger on important insight on how unreasonable I was in my expectations of myself. I jotted down her words on a post-it note and kept it on my desk for years. I'm grateful to her for reminding me of my limits, my need to rest, and that sometimes it is best to ignore Nike and just not do it. Similarly, I'm grateful to St. John for jotting down these important details about the apostles' return to Jesus after he had sent them out. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. This reminds me of so many of us today. We keep the pace of superheroes. From high-powered professionals to those working multiple low-paying jobs just to make ends meet, the hours Americans are working these days is nuts. We are creatures, not the Creator. While we may forget this, the Good Shepherd knows our limits and frailties and has compassion. Mark tells us that Jesus had compassion for the crowd, but not just for them. Back up in the text, and notice he also had compassion for the disciples who were too busy even to eat. Compassion. Does our world remember what that means? Compassion is sympathetic concern for the suffering of another, together with the inclination to give aid or support, or show mercy. To the disciples whose nonstop ministry has become so demanding that it doesn't even allow for a lunch break, Jesus says, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. If I were to sum up today's gospel and scribble it on a post-it note, what would it say? We could place it next to Rishana's wisdom post-it note that says, I keep trying to tell you that you're human and you just don't believe me. I think maybe today's post-it would read, you are human. Believe me. Let me tend to you. If you were to stick this on your desk as a daily reminder, what effect might it have on you? How might it influence your thoughts, your choices, your behaviors? In his reflection entitled The Disease of Being Busy, Omid Safi writes, how did we create a world in which we have more and more and more to do with less time for leisure, less time for reflection, less time for community, less time just to be? Somewhere we read, the unexamined life is not worth living for a human. How are we supposed to live, to examine, to be, to become, to be fully human when we are so busy? This disease of being busy, and let's call it what it is, the dis-ease of being busy when we are never at ease, is spiritually destructive to our health and well-being. It saps our ability to be fully present with those we love, and it keeps us from forming the kind of community that we all so desperately crave. In St. Mark's Gospel today, we are reminded that we are human beings, not human doings. A In this passage, not only do we have Christ's permission to take a break, we also have his compassion and healing of our dis-ease. Further, the way the lectionary editors place these two pericopes together, it emphasizes the disciples taking a rest and, well, letting God be God. God in Christ ministered to the crowds. This reminds us of the important theological truth that the work of Christ, while it continues through us, it also continues through others while we rest. Gretchen Zingenhall's manager director of leadership education at Duke Divinity notes, "Christian leaders work hard, in part because we know we are doing God's work." St. Teresa of Avila wrote, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours." Even so, if we are to take her charge seriously, we must take care of our bodies so that we will be equipped to continue Christ's ministry through those bodies. So, Christian leaders, which you all are, have you had the opportunity to rest this summer? Have you had time to reflect and tell Jesus all about the things you've done? Have you had time to slow down and have compassion for yourself and for others, to be reminded again of your limitations and need for rest? And if you supervise others, including domestic workers, have you allowed them time to rest? And are you paying them so they don't have to work all the time? We've all had a busy and tumultuous year. The anniversary of Hurricane Harvey is next month. And what we know about first anniversaries of natural disasters is that a variety of emotions and feelings are stirred up. And it's typical to experience a temporary setback. In anticipation of all of this, be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Take a break and rest for a while. You've been through a lot, and you need time to just be. So be encouraged and comforted. Jesus, our good shepherd, knows us intimately and cares for us deeply. You may even want to jot his words down on a post-it note. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. Or maybe you prefer the words of his ancestor David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Take these words to heart, my friends. Put them on a post-it note. We are human, believe me. Allow Christ to tend to you and have compassion for yourself and for others, and rest a while. Amen.